The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, who lift us and heed us, who stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America
somewhere, somewhere. Searching for in everyone I meet, and the times I've been mistaken, it's impossible to say. And the grass is growing underneath our feet. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Somewhere you can hear my voice. I know I'll find you somehow, somehow, somehow. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again to you. Seem to be returning to the fountain of our youth. And if you wake up wondering, in the darkness I'll be there. My arms will close around you and protect you with the truth. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Somewhere, somewhere you can hear my voice. I know I'll find you somehow, somehow, somehow. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again to you.
out faster on that one because I have six children. Four of my six children went ahead and took the vaccine, even though I was sending them papers and all sorts of things. Who am I? I'm just a mother.
Right.
They believed the hype and got the vaccines. Yeah. And my own nephew, who is my favorite nephew, he got the Pfizer vaccine April 1st of 2021, and 20 days later came down with full-fledged MS. And you do not get MS at age 56.
No.
And by any normal methods. And so his brother, the MD, who encouraged him to get the vaccine, told Brad, "I'm sorry, but there's no other explanation for this than the after effect of this vaccine." And his brother now is telling people, wait on the vaccine. And this was an experimental vaccine, because he doesn't want anyone else to be affected as his own brother was.
Yeah. Well, I figured out the scamdemic, the pandemic, very, very fast, the plandemic, very, very fast. I was very disappointed, Arlene, that being in the medical field for, 29, almost 30 years now, that my own colleagues bought into this nonsense of an asymptomatic spreader. I knew there was something very fishy because I'd never learned that in any of my my classes, virology, microbiology. I never learned anything about an asymptomatic spreader. And then I kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together, knowing that they were running around using a PCR test, which later on, Dr. Malone, one of the creators of that testing, came back and said the flaws are that it's on a certain number of cycles there, you'll have a false positive test. So I knew running around testing healthy people to get a positive test, they needed the positives to swing that a certain way to a positive was a sick person. And then they, of course, went after, you know, the nursing homes. It's, you don't want to kill grandmother. So the whole thing was very well thought out. But I think my own colleagues, and I've lost many friends and family over this, Orlean. I don't know if you have as well.
I have as well, yes.
I have lost family, not only over that, not so much about, you know, the politics of, you know, Hillary versus Donald Trump, but I've lost family and friends over my reluctance to go along with the club. You know, I march by my own drummer, I guess you might say. And I'm a thinking kind of guy. That's why I'm in critical care and ICU and in any ER, because I'm a thinking kind of nurse. So I knew that something was wrong here, and these things didn't march out. So I knew there's something wrong, and it came clear to me. And then, of course, I came across same things that you probably came across, the 2000 TED speech by Bill Gates, who his father was big on eugenics, talking about how to bring down the global population by 10 or 15% by using vaccines. So it all kind of came together. And I think probably you're the same way. It came together. Wait a minute here. They tipped you off on what they're carrying out today, and they need an excuse. And I haven't even gone into the Wuhan lab here, the NIH funding of Anthony Fauci and doing gain-of-function testing in Wuhan, which they tried to pass this report off that it came from a wet bar, from a bat at a wet bar in Wuhan, China. It's funny that that later on was debunked. He admitted gain-of-function to the Senate in their investigative committee there. And then later on it went away. Nothing ever happened. This illegal action of tweaking a virus to make it a bioweapon now, a true bioweapon, nothing happened. It just kind of went away. No accountability, no responsibility. The whole thing, you could actually say the whole pandemic stems around one guy, this little skinny guy that calls himself Dr. Fauci. They've returned back to the original theory of the bat and the wet bar. Did you notice that?
Yes, isn't that amazing?
So they've circled back around to the fraud of the Wuhan virus coming from a wet bar. Amazing. Amazing.
It is. I did want to make mention that in 2009, in the chapter I have about how all of the signs were being given, the dates leading up to this amazing event when this all happened, but one thing that really helped was in 2009, they change the definition of what a pandemic is.
Right.
So a pandemic used to be a worldwide outbreak that would affect human populations, that there was no immunity, resulting in epidemics worldwide with enormous number of deaths and illness. But in early May of 2009, they removed the words enormous numbers of deaths and illness from the definition. So now it's just a highly exaggerated epidemic and without any mention of high numbers of deaths and illness, just constant number of numbers. And as you mentioned, if they can just keep these numbers by false positive tests, making it appear that, oh, everyone is coming down with this. Everyone is testing positive. And that's how they keep the fear tactics going. But in reality, there are not that many deaths. It's not
one percent exactly.
in any nation.
Exactly. Yeah, do you believe that it's finally wearing off? You know, the boy crying, little boy crying wolf here. Do you think it's finally wearing off? Because I know we're seeing a lot of signs now of young people that are becoming casualties, you know, the adverse events. We know about VAERS, how the CDC is actually underestimated by 41% of the total number of adverse events for these shots here, the clot shot. I like to call it the clot shot. They're dumbing down the numbers. They're suppressing the information that we've seen young, healthy athletes dropping dead or cardiac arrest on the field. Mainly Europe had a big thing, big rush of 500 plus at the time. I think we're over 1,000 now. Athletes, prime athletes in the prime of their life there. And, you know, running down the field then suddenly collapsing, cardiac arrest
That's
and dying.
Right.
I just reported last week five doctors from Ontario, five doctors in one hospital died, very young doctors died. Now I'm getting a number of 14 doctors have died in Canada in the last year.
Wow.
I can't imagine if I lost five doctors in my hospital, I would be scratching my head saying, what's going on here? What's the correlation here? What's the association of young people dying? We've never seen this before ever, and now we're seeing it on a regular basis here. And there's still the cover-up that the shot is safe and effective. But we see even the imposter president here, Biden, who's supposedly vaxxed and boosted, getting COVID. Of course, they worked very hard to suppress all the things that were early on, the early treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and different things. They suppressed all that. They attacked the doctors for using early treatments, monoclonal antibodies, everything you can think of. And now what is he using? The same remedies that we had plan for the early treatment of COVID, he's using for himself to get better. So if this is not about health, because the shot, the vaccine is not a vaccine. By the way, you mentioned the changing of the definition of a pandemic. Change the definition of a vaccine to include and or to minimize the symptomology of the pathogen. So I knew with these changes of the definition of a vaccine to include that and what a pandemic now is, the new definition, the new normal of what a pandemic is, I knew this is all adding up. This is all adding up very, very fast to a plandemic. This is all planned. And then, of course, we've talked about, you and I talked about Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset. We have a great opportunity here now to bring a great reset to the global planet here. It's not rocket science. You and I, we figured it out. Maybe the rest are all slowly getting into it. This audience here gets it big time. RBN listeners get it. But it wasn't hard to figure this one out. And I'm still finding people, Orlean, walking around, people that are still ingrained with wearing the mask. I'm not sure about California, but I think we have a lot.
I see it here as well. For the most part, it's Latinos or foreigners. They may be are all getting the same message in their own language, but and I still see children. It's just so sad to see these darling little children having to wear this silly mask, and how doctors are saying they've never seen so many pulmonary illnesses in young people as in the last 2 years. So you know that has to do something with this constant wearing of the mask. Kids.
Well, I got to say, this is very psychological, no doubt about it. I mean, Robert Malone talked about mass formation psychosis. I'm not sure if you covered that in your book. I didn't see it. Did you ever talk about mass formation psychosis?
No, I No, I think he made that statement after my book had been published, but I totally agree with him.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to include it in the next volume, because I don't think you're done yet talking about this subject matter. Definitely.
No, I don't think so either.
Good. Very good. Very good. You know, I've had
but
some good conversations.
I do mention in both books how they are using paranoia and fear tactics to achieve their goals, and that's kind of what governments have been doing for many years. They can get so much more accomplished using fear tactics and creating chaos and confusion, and that's exactly what's happening.
It seems to work. You know, a person in fear, Orlane, does not think correctly.
That's
They respond, they react. I know a lot of people, and it's the thinking person, and that's probably been my biggest frustration, is trying to teach people to, first of all, stop watching the mainstream media. You got to do some outside work here on your own to figure out what's really going on here. But that's the biggest problem. The mainstream media has been very compliant with this plandemic. They've been very helpful in creating the chaos, the fear factor, in order to get compliance. I'm not sure. They did get a kickback, if I remember right. They received $1 billion to plug the COVID shots. I believe they did. I know the hospital's got an incentive, so much money per case. But, of course, they did have something to gain financially by misinformation here.
That's so true. I recently spoke for our Eagle Farm chapter last month, and my topic was, who are they, the shadow government, now called the deep state, or the swamp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I show a picture of the American empire and its media, and it shows strings attached to every major media outlet in our nation, mm-hmm. coming from the Council on Foreign Relations. So they all belong to this same elitist group. Some of them also are getting marching orders from the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers, mm-hmm. but it's all
right.
The Council on Foreign Relations. So that's where they're getting the same wordage for all of their broadcasts, and they're not about to break the line of communication coming from this powerful group. But it's so sad to think that we probably have not had a free press since 1921, when this Council on Foreign Relations was created.
Right.
And have had such power over the media ever since.
Yeah. Well, you know, before I started learning more about this, before I started Eagle Forum, I remember I met Rosa Corey a couple times, and she gave me her book. We talked about Agenda 21, which later on was retooled and called Agenda 23. They decided to up their game and go a little faster, kick it in high gear here.
Right.
And I think once I started to understand the usage when they talk about sustainability, and California was big on this. I think California, correct me if I'm wrong, California may have been the pilot study for Agenda 2030 when they talked about sustainability and removing property rights.
One of those pilot groups was Santa Rosa. We have been the foremost pilot study from the get-go, along with Santa Cruz.
Right.
And it's just amazing how they first try out something in Santa Rosa, and then it's adopted by the rest of the nation.
Right. Well, let's dive into something here. We're talking about the ingredients, these active ingredients that the pharmaceuticals wanted to keep silent for about, 70 to 75 years. I want to factor in a little information when I had Eric Windheim on before, and you know Eric Windheim from EMF Solutions.
Yeah, he's open in my home.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's active at taking down, of course, the geoengineering people behind that scam. But you know, you and I talked about this off air, the 5G element of what's going on, the poisons, the metals, the funny objects we're seeing in these vials, and some vials having more of that particulate, I guess, than the others. And the 5G, the electromagnetic frequency here, what do you speculate? What do you think with the EMF? The 5G was ramped out really fast. I know you and I were fighting at the same time in Santa Rosa there, and we lost our battle. We could not stop these people, and they're going to put little towers, little mini towers, cell towers everywhere, antennas, repeater antennas everywhere. What's your theory on the level of electromagnetic frequency, 5G, and these shots?
Well, first of all, as I write in my book on actually both volumes, that I really go into it in detail in about the vaccines, but in November 1st of 2021, no, November 1st of 2019, when the entire population of China everyone had to have a mandatory vaccine, and this was an mRNA vaccine, and it was a flu shot, so they were giving these kind of vaccines even before the COVID one. But all the people's immune systems were weakened, as they are after a vaccine. Then suddenly, November 1st, 2019, all 10,000 of the base stations were turned on in Wuhan, China, for 5G. China was so delighted to be the first nation in the world to turn on their 5G. And suddenly, you saw videos of people just dropping dead in the streets,
yeah,
just walking along and just toppling over. Those who did not die were taken to the hospitals, where all the hospitals had 5G turned on. So they just got a double whammy of it. One doctor explained it as if someone had just been taken to the top of Mount Everest and dropped without any acclimatation going on, and the body just could not respond to it. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time this was happening in Wuhan, it was also happening in Italy and Spain, where they had the same Huawei system as China for turning on 5G. So that's why the numbers were the highest in Italy and Spain, in these big cities that now had the Huawei turned on. And what was interesting, in the areas of China that did not have 5G, even though they had all had the same vaccine and all had the same after effects, if this was COVID now supposedly hitting them, they were affected for maybe 3 days and recovered just fine. But it was in Wuhan, where 10,000 base stations were turned on, that the biggest number of people were dying. And some people thought it was not just the 3,000 to 4,000 that China said mm-hmm. had died. They right. thought it was at least 1 million or more, because in China, everyone has to have a cell phone. And suddenly all these cell phones had gone dead. You have to have a cell phone to do any bank transaction, to do anything. And suddenly these over 1 million cell phones were now dead. And from our satellites, people were able to see the constant fires going on in all of the places where the bodies were now.
I don't know if you can hear that, Orlene. That's our break music there. We're going to go for a short commercial break, 3 minute break. We'll come back. We're talking to Orlene Kurla, an author with two new books out, Unmasking the Masquerade Volume 1 and Volume 2. We'll come right back to this conversation here. This is intriguing. This is amazing stuff here to talk about. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
How does 49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Peshem, Parabellum.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And we are back. This is the National Interest Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. And my special guest today is Orlene Perla. We're discussing her new books here. And Orlene, I gotta ask you this question. I try to use logic on nearly everybody I talk to and educate about COVID, the scamdemic of COVID. And one of the things from the very beginning I mentioned to somebody, and I talked about that these were not vaccines, these were shots. And they were experimental messenger RNA. And I said, what part of this don't you get? Experimental, which means the outcome, the long-term effects, they don't know. You are the experiment. Did you ever try this logic with anybody?
Yes, I told everyone that this was an experiment. And normally for any vaccine to be approved by the FDA and the CDC, it took years of testing, and personally, I don't believe in any vaccine, but at least they made an attempt to make it appear that it was more legitimate. And for this to be done so rapidly, and that's what my nephew, who is the doctor in Salt Lake City, who prescribed the vaccine for his brother, he is telling everyone, this is experimental, please don't take it.
Well, they quickly backed off the percentages. I remember at the very beginning, Pfizer, I think it was Moderna, talked about 95.4% effectiveness. Safe and effective, we kept hearing the record, broken record, it's safe and effective. You know, 95.4%, of course, that was a lie, like all numbers coming from government or any government bureaucracy. 95.4%, but now we see people now, they've been taking the shots, taking the boosters, and they're actually getting COVID now. And that's, I don't understand why this thing hasn't unraveled faster, more so now that we see people that are given the shot and the boosters, Orlene, they're coming down with COVID, but they're still pushing the shot. So if the shot doesn't stop you or prevent you from getting COVID, then what's the purpose of the shot? Which then leads me to say, it's not about health. This is not about health. It's never been about health. which then brings me over to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, The Great Reset, and the TED speech from Bill Gates saying depopulation eugenics.
Exactly.
Am I on the right page here?
Definitely. And I do have a whole chapter in my book, in both books, about population reduction. That's what this is really all about. And as you know, the globalists have wanted to reduce our population down to 500 million, according to the what was on the Georgia Guidestones that have now been taken down. But they wanted us to have a very small population compared to what we have now. And why is that? People are much easier controlled when there aren't so many of us. Yeah. And this is all about control and power for them and taking away property rights from us and really all of our rights when they come down to it.
Yeah, we got Ron McDonald's going to join us in our second hour. You know, Ron threw a good curveball at me the other day. I love him. And we were talking about, maybe you can speak on this a little bit. We've always known that we're going to be pushed into the digital currency, getting rid of the fiat dollar. It's going to be worthless. It's going to be monopoly money. It's going to be digital currency, kind of like China. And the digital currency could be used as leverage for future debt. It also could be used to control you. If you don't obey the rules, you don't take your shots, you don't do this and that, they simply take a fine out of your digital account and pretty much bleed you dry until you finally comply and obey the order, the master here. So the question I have for you, which is now rattling around in my head here trying to figure out, if we are definitely going to go into the digital currency at some point in time with an economic collapse, then why did the government just spend $24 billion to give to the IRS to hire 87,000 more agents? Because in the digital currency, the IRS will have to dissolve. There's no need for the IRS anymore with the digital currency.
Maybe it's to make us more willing to go with the digital currency because we don't want all of those IRS agents breathing down our neck. Who knows? But that is interesting that they would suddenly do that, isn't it, if they want to move us to a digital currency. I heard it was even maybe coming this year.
Yeah.
Can I reconnect with Orlean? The phone connection seems to have degraded a bit.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, just no give me a minute. We'll be right back.
All right, put on some nice Jeopardy music then. I don't hear the Jeopardy music.
I don't have Jeopardy music, just
all right.
Ready to go. But,
you got to put some Stevie Ray on there, anything on to entertain the audience.
Oh, here we go. That's always good.
Again, Orlean, are you there?
I am there.
Good, very good. Sorry for that little glitch there. Not a problem.
That's all right. I also switched phones, and this one has more battery on it, so maybe that helps.
Very good. Did you ever factor in that the elites would manufacture new diseases, new pathogens along the way? Because now we've got monkeypox. That's the big one. Of course, how many different variants have we had now so far? Let's see. There's Delta. There's Lambda. There was Omicron. There was a couple other different variants. There's BA.4, BA.5, which you say is the most prevalent now, 0.5. And then for some reason, that kind of dies down, and then they come up. They're making a lot of fear now with this monkeypox. Did you ever factor in that they would throw another one at us, another one and another one?
Yes, I had heard that was the agenda, and they will continue to do so. Their goal is to just keep us full of fear, and out of fear tactics, they can gain more control over our lives. And so far, it's working for a lot of people anyway, but as yeah. you mentioned, I think some people are just catching on and getting really tired of it.
Do you think a good percentage now, or it's finally wearing off a little bit, that they've been conned? Is it wearing off?
I think so. The sad thing is those people have already been vaccinated,
right.
including some of
right.
my own children. I think they really regret that they took the vaccine. But I put in my book, there's a doctor, what's his name? Anyway, he works for a university in London. And he believes that they are taking turns making really toxic vaccines, and then those that are not so toxic are really not toxic at all, because otherwise no one would take the vaccine if everyone was being affected,
right.
and everyone was coming down with something and having terrible effects. So he charted it, and I show the chart in my book where there's a rise in the number of toxic vaccines that is happening with Johnson & Johnson, and then theirs goes down, and then the next month it's a rise for Pfizer, and then theirs goes down, and then Moderna, a big rise. So I'm just hoping that maybe my children receive the saline solutions.
Oh, yeah.
And that I keep praying that that's the case, and they didn't get the toxic vaccine.
I hope so, too. I pray for that also. Did you ever factor in that they were also going to go after our food supply, mainly our protein supply, and try to damage our immune systems while they were actually conjuring an idea of letting out a new pathogen? Did you ever contemplate on that? Did you think that was going to happen?
Well, I have not trusted government for probably 20 years. I was so ready for Y2K with a food storage and everything possible. And fortunately, I still have most of that. And I just think it's always wise to be prepared for whatever emergency, especially when you know you have conniving leaders, the head of your government. But I didn't think it would all hit us at the same time, which it really is.
Yeah.
I had to give a presentation on our approaching food shortages, and I put that up on my website, all of the slides that I had. So if you go to booksfortruth.com, at the very end of it, you'll see the slide about the engineered food shortages coming, and you'll see some of the statistics and the charts and the pictures. When I did this, there were over 50 various places across the nation that had burned various food plants and meat packing plants. Well, now I've heard it's up to 100.
Yeah, last time I remember it was 96 or 97. But yeah, that's not a coincidence. That's all very purposeful.
The 10,000 cattle that died in
Kansas. Right.
And over 30 million birds and turkeys that have had to be killed because of some avian flu. It's just, and all in 1 year. And it just doesn't make sense unless you know that this was carefully planned.
Exactly. Well, here's the next question I got here for you, because I have a funny feeling you're going to answer it the way I think you're going to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Your view of the CDCP, the FDA, the NIH, and the WHO, the World Health Organization,
opinion? I think they should all be tried by, like, the Nuremberg trials for all of the terrible things, that crimes against humanity that they have done. It's just, they have given us so many lies, and I think that's what Reiner Fulmisch is trying to do. He totally believes that these are fraudulent organizations and pushing such lies upon us about COVID itself and about these vaccines. I don't have anything good to say about any of them.
Me neither. I'd like to dismantle them and definitely put them on trial. But under the emergency use authorization, which these things are all rolled out, warp speed, emergency use authorization, gave them legal protection. The pharmaceuticals had legal protection from lawsuits of damage caused by their shots. But I'm seeing now that hospitals, organizations, or networks are being sued now by employees for damage caused. And I take that Hippocratic Oath pretty dang serious, even as a practitioner in nursing. Do no harm. So I think our best move right now is going after the facilities. And I'm not sure about what's going to happen with the pharmaceuticals here, because lockstep, government and pharmaceuticals are holding hands. This is a corporate fascism. These organizations, the pharmaceuticals, are controlling the CDC and FDA, no doubt about it. They are dictating health policy, public health policy, no doubt about it. They got to go.
They really are. In my book, I have a chapter on how we got to where we are today, and I show how the evil people have been planning this for such a long time and how the Rockefellers took over the medical profession way back when, and also the universities, the medical universities, and made it so that instead of having good nutritional classes, that the doctors are only learning about pharmaceuticals and drugs. And, of course, they're being taught that the best thing possible is a vaccine without any question. And since all of the money from the Rockefellers and other groups have gone into this, of course, the universities are so happy to receive their grant money and scholarships and funding. So essentially, we don't have medical freedom in our nation because of the real takeover of the medical profession. And those that begin to find this out, you know, are just appalled. But so many never find it out. They just think this is how it is, and that's all they know to do is give out drugs and never think of anything nutritional. That's why it was so hard for medical doctors to go along with giving out all of the good things that you had mentioned, the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, and vitamin C, vitamin D3. They've not ever been taught that. In fact, one doctor said he only had maybe half a semester of any nutrition in his entire medical career. So it is sad.
It is. It is. And I actually had the opportunity to interview, and I'm in pretty good contact with Dr. Peter McCullough, probably on a weekly here, information back and forth we share. And he was very big on the early treatments and then later on including the monoclonal antibodies. But he was always been very, very hot on the issue of, we can treat this. I can treat this. I treat this all the time, he says. And of course, they're coming after his medical board license and other physicians who have gone against the narrative of government and the FDA and the CDCP. This is terrible. This is war on the truth. And like I said, I'm very thankful that you are dedicated to writing these books, bringing more information to the table here, because there's no other way I know how to get the information out there other than this show here and speaking one-on-one, which I've done that, and I've failed miserably a lot of times. I'm Steve who wears the tinfoil hat that believes all this nonsense of depopulation. I don't know how to convince people, and I've kind of given up on some people, and I've moved along. And I said, you know, I'll plant seeds where I can. If it takes, that's great. If it doesn't, I've got to move on here. It's very frustrating. My next question to you is the failings of the church, and I got to say, all these churches have really failed us, as far as I can see, the higher ups to point out. I don't know if it's just the 501c3. Tax status, which has kept these people silent, but they've been very silent on this issue.
That's so true, but there are exceptions. I'm really impressed with the Calvary Chapel churches here in California. Early on, I think they did go along with the mandate that churches were to close their doors, considered non-essential businesses. A few of them did it for maybe a few weeks, and then in large number, they all open their doors together, and they've never closed them. And you have to reject Kibbs is kind of the one that led this movement in Southern California. And they have been wonderful as inviting some of the American frontline doctors to come and speak at their churches. Mm-hmm. And that I did want to make mention of Dr. Simone Gold.
Yeah.
And the American frontline doctors who early on stood in front of the Supreme Court building
in
Washington, D.C. and had a press conference. And each one of them said that they never had to send their patients to the hospital whatsoever because they've given mm-hmm. them early treatment with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and so forth. And then they were interviewed individually. Dr. Simone Gold, when she went back to Los Angeles, where she lived, discovered that both of her jobs were now ended and two big hospitals where she worked. But she not only holds a medical degree, she is also an attorney. Yeah. So I was with her on a conference call that Eagle Forum had, and mm-hmm. I asked her, is it possible you're going to find a job at another university hospital or some other hospital? And she said, no, I am just going to serve as an attorney now to represent all the other doctors who are losing their jobs.
That's good.
You have to admire her. And I've heard her speak in some of these wonderful churches. There's also a church called the Awake Church in mm-hmm. San Diego, and that's where mm-hmm. she spoke. And even though she's Jewish, she told them, she said, you know, I have to commend you Christian churches for helping me fight this battle. Mm-hmm. It's not the Jewish churches that are helping her, but it's these wonderful Calvary chapels and the Awake Church where she was speaking. So there are some exceptions, and you have to admire the courage of those pastors.
Do you think it was the 501c3 that was held over their heads to be compliant? Do you think that's what it was?
Probably, but they also are 501c3 churches, I think the IRS is trying to make people more afraid than we have to be. There's a group of pastors called the Black Robe Regiment, just like mm-hmm. there was back at the time of when the Constitution was being written and the time of the Revolutionary War. These Black Robe Regiment pastors would go out and lead their congregation to join and fight colonial army and fighting in the Revolutionary War. Well, we have another group of Black Robe Regiment pastors who, for many years now, have been recording their sermons in their churches. They've been saying things politically. They've been fighting, standing up against abortion. And they send a recording of their service to the IRS and say, go ahead, sue us, or take away our license. And nothing has happened.
Yeah. So, well, I think we saw Obama weaponize the IRS against churches and political groups who asked questions and disagreed with his policies. We've saw that happen. By the way, we got a question here from a caller, Ed in Utah. We're going to probably take him into the second hour. And, of course, Ron McDonald will be with us in our hour number two. Ed in Utah, you're on with Orlean Kurla.
Yeah, Orlean, good show, Steve, as usual. And I do want to hope folks there keep Dr. Simone Gold in their thoughts and prayers. According to 100%fedup.com, that they are fearing for her safety in this gulag they're going to put her in here for the next 60 days. Yeah. So just keep that in mind, because she is a strong voice, and she had every right to be in the Capitol. That's the people's capital and what have you. But I just wanted to she brought her up. I have a question for you, Arlen. Didn't I hear you locally on the Gail Ruzicka show here on K-Talk?
I have been on her show, but it's been quite a while back.
Yeah. She was a chapter head here at Eagle Forum many years, and I've worked with Eagle Forum. And I know there was some consternation at Eagle Forum after the Trump endorsement by Phyllis Schlafly, the great Phyllis Schlafly. But I do want to say, without Rush Limbaugh, two mainstreamers in a way, like they had a lot of mainstream clout, Phyllis Schlafly and Rush Limbaugh. Without them too, Steve, Donald Trump would not have won that election, and hence stirring up the country and getting us into the situation we are now, which is, it's bad, but it's good. There's a movement, a pushback forces where they're having to take down Alex Jones, or having to take down One America News, and probably next coming after places like Eagle Forum, RBN, Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles and what have you. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in the mix and thank you, Arlen, for the work you've done. But I have one last question. How would you rate the impact of another great lady out your way, Peggy Hall, and her pastor husband?
I really like Peggy. We've had her speak for Eagles Forum twice in webinars, and she's amazing. You have to admire her courage and her pastor husband. Yes, I really like her, and I think she's also been really honest about these strange fires that we've had in California. My book about 5G goes into that, and boy, I was very impressed with Peggy having the honesty to report on those fires. That is a lot of courage and nerve.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Steve, look at all these brave women. Arlen here, Peggy Hall from The Healthy American, Carrie Lake in Arizona, Janelle Brandon there in Wisconsin that's taking on the powers that be there to turn over the 10 electoral stolen votes from Trump to Biden, from Biden to Trump. We have a lot of good women in this movement.
Oh, yeah.
And I go back to the Trump phenomenon. I don't care how perfect or imperfect he was. Phyllis Schlafly knew that about him. He knew he had a past. But she got up on stage with him there in St. Louis and said, "We have found our man." And I think she was right.
That's right. And we really admire, I think she was one of the first to endorse him. And she strongly backed him all the way and got us all backing him as well. And at her funeral, he came and spoke. It was just really amazing.
Right. He stopped his campaign in August 5 years ago to attend that funeral. And when you look back on that, Phyllis Schlafly did three great things. She, of course, helped the Barry Goldwater movement to start all this decades ago. And then she, as far as organizations go, Steve, she single-handedly stopped the ERA amendment back in the 70s, saving us from a tyranny then under the Carter regime.
That's right. You know your history well. Thank you.
Ed, thank you for the call. Appreciate the call.
K-talk.
Second hour coming up. Mr. Ron McDonald is going to be with us, so stay tuned. Second hour.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.